Today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost and the Feast of the Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Divine Maternity. Today we will have benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 6 p.m. There will be blessing of articles after the Mass today. Tomorrow we will have a votive Mass of the Divine Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thursday, the Mass in honor of St. Teresa of Avila will be at 7:30 in the morning. The calendars for the liturgical year 2016 will be available in the conference room today for a donation of $10. So today we have benediction, the blessing of articles, votive Mass tomorrow. Well, for people who can come. It's Columbus Day, so what a nice way to celebrate a holiday is coming for the Mass of the Blessed Virgin. And then Thursday, which is a change in the schedule, Thursday we usually do not have the Mass for everyone to be able to come, but this Thursday we are having it, and it is in honor of St. Teresa of Avila. That is at 7:30, and the calendars are available today in the conference room. The 13th is the Feast of St. Edward, King of England. Wednesday is the Feast of St. Calixtus, Pope. Thursday is St. Teresa of Avila. Friday is St. Hedwig. And Saturday is the Feast of St. Margaret Mary. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Brethren, see to it that you walk with care, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not become foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, for in that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all the things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Please stand for the Gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. John, Chapter 4, verses 46 to 53. At that time, there was a certain royal official whose son was lying sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he went to him and besought him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and departed. But even as he was now going down, his servants met him and brought him word that his son lived. He asked of them, therefore, the hour in which he had got better, and they told him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew then that it was at that very hour in which Jesus had said to him, "Thy son lives," and he himself believed, and his whole household. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Just before we say something about the Mass, we like to just read. Oh, St. Teresa of Avila, if you are able to come. This is the 500th anniversary of her birth. So it's a big year for the Carmelites, for the whole church, and also for people in Spain, because she's one of their great saints. So we cannot say anything more than that, except to say these quotes, which are our quotes. I'm sorry, they're St. Teresa's quotes, but they belong to us. Because you know what? St. Teresa is a traditionalist. I would die 1,000 times to protect just one rubric of the Holy Mass. Are those the words of a traditional Catholic? I think so. And the other thing we want to point out about St. Teresa, which she is a great teacher of spirituality and how to pray, and this is what she says about mental prayer. How can charity last unless God gives perseverance? How will the Lord give us perseverance if we neglect to ask Him for it? And how shall we ask it without mental prayer? Without mental prayer, there is no communication with God, which is necessary for the perseverance and preservation of virtue. Let a soul, says St. Teresa, be ever so negligent. So even if a person fails, they're negligent. If the soul perseveres in mental prayer, the Lord will bring her back to the haven of salvation. What we want to say about, and we can't say, we'd like to say something about St. Margaret Mary, but the only thing we will say is this, because it pertains to all of us. She heard our Lord say to her in one of the apparitions, the thing that hurts His Sacred Heart the most is that consecrated souls do not think of Him and neglect Him. Now, of course, that's when we think of consecrated souls, we think of priests and nuns, brothers. But remember, everyone who is baptized is a consecrated soul. So yes, our Lord is talking about those special souls. But He's talking about everyone. So as we take it as a pain that we don't pray to the Sacred Heart enough and sympathize, you should also. But now for the Mass, and we'll only say a few things about the Mass, because everyone who is here, for whatever reasons, fundamentally have at least this kernel. All of you, all of us, want to get to heaven. That's ultimately why we're here. We want to get to heaven. And because of one of the most important ways of helping us get to heaven is that which is honored during this month, which is, of course, is honoring the Blessed Mother, but under her title of Our Lady of the Rosary, Father Superior said, you must speak to the people about the Rosary. So that's what we're going to speak about. But just before that, just to make sure everyone understands about today's Mass, it is a Mass of faith. You see what happened to the man. His son was cured, and our Lord said, because of your faith, you believed. And it's also a Mass of making us recall our sinfulness. And we understand you do everything to us, God, because we deserve it. We have sinned. The offertory is going to tell us how the cry of the soul, but the cry of the people in exile by the waters of Babylon, we wept, remembering you, O Jerusalem, remembering heaven. That's what should be our prayer. But despite our weaknesses, despite our failings, despite our sins, we can get mercy. So faith in that and hope that God will give it. So we have to remember all that about the Mass. That's what's the importance about today's Mass. And the feast day of the Divine Maternity, can't not speak about it, it'll come in a little bit maybe here about the Rosary. But just so everyone knows, I think everyone should know by now, every Sunday is a second class liturgical day. And the Divine Maternity and other feast days that are second class, they are only commemorated on Sundays, because every Sunday reminds us of the Easter Sunday, the resurrection, and they are all dedicated to our Lord. So when we have two St. Class feasts, our Lord's takes precedence. So that's why the feast is commemorated, but it's something to remember. That's what I'll say. Now, about the rosary, we want to do a couple of things. One, stress its importance, why we should say the rosary, why we should carry the rosary, then what it is, and how to say it. Just before we do that, we are on the Feast of the Divine Maternity. We just had the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. This week, the 13th, besides the Feast of St. Edward, is the great anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. And so in conjunction with that, because it's Our Lady of the Rosary, we want to just tell everyone this little, it is little, but it's hard. We know that the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima revealed her title at the Miracle of the Sun. On October 13th, 1917, she told them, "I am Our Lady of the Rosary. I am the Lady of the Rosary. Continue always to pray the rosary every day." When she was appearing to these children during those months, every time she told them to pray the rosary every day. Are we praying the rosary every day? I guess that's the first reason we can say for its importance. The Mother of God is asking us to do that. In addition to that, she gave us what we call the Fatima prayer. Everyone, I'm sure, knows it. "O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy." We know that. But the Blessed Mother also taught them another prayer. She told them, now this was in July, after they had seen hell. She was trying to teach these little children how to be saints, which they became. They're like 7 years old, 9 years old. And she'd already told them to pray the rosary, and this is the other part of the message of Fatima, if you know, is to pray the rosary every day and to offer up your sufferings and sacrifices to God for him and for the conversion of sinners. And it wasn't like go out and lead an army and conquer the world for Christ. It was just offer up the things that come upon you every day and offer them up. And the children were trying to do this. And we can't say all the things they did. And to help them along the way, she taught them a prayer for this. So we're telling it to you because we all should say the prayer. The Blessed Mother said, "Sacrifice yourself for sinners and say many times, especially when you make some sacrifice." And here are the words of the Blessed Mother to the children and to us, her children. "O Jesus, it is out of love for you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that I offer this sacrifice." Now, it reminds me of the little flower saying, "Pick up a pin for the love of God and save a soul." Has anyone here ever picked up a pin and thought of that? I have. And you know how sometimes annoying that is? If you are just walking, you're going to do something, and then all of a sudden you see that pin, and you want to keep walking because you got to do something, and then you say, "Pick that up for the love of God and save a soul." Try this prayer and find out how hard it is to take all those inconveniences of life and all those little annoyances and other things, people, whatever, and turn them into moments of grace with this prayer. This will make us saints. It made those children saints. Okay, now about the rosary. You already know importance because of the Blessed Mother. Saint Dominic was given the rosary as the means of converting these heretics. I'm reacting that way because the importance of it. It is the weapon against heresy. It is the weapon against all physical and moral and spiritual evils. We're thinking here of the Pope of the Rosary. That's what he's called, Pope Leo XIII. He wrote 12 encyclicals about the Rosary and 5 apostolic exhortations. It was like every October. He even says in his encyclicals, oh, it's coming up on October, kind of like my favorite month. I have to remind everybody of the devotion I learned when I was a child. He's saying all this. And in one of those encyclicals, he's saying, we've got to pray especially now because of the cholera, which is attacking us and taking people away, killing people. So we know it's for those purposes. St. Dominic used it. Blessed Mother directed him to use it. And he made a prophecy that the Blessed Mother would one day save the world through the rosary and the scapular. This prophecy he spoke in the year 1208. I'm sorry, we cannot go through the history here because it's very interesting. He hadn't been given the rosary yet. Saint Simon Stock had not been given the scapular yet. The Blessed Mother was already revealing these things, and there's a story about how St. Dominic and St. Francis met in Rome in this year 1208, and a Carmelite saint, St. Angelus. They all met, knowing who each other was, in Rome, and St. Angelus, coming from Carmel in the Holy Land, told St. Francis, you will receive the stigmata someday. So this is a moment of prophecy for all of them. And then St. Dominic made this prophecy. And then years later, he was given the rosary. And then years later, the scapular was given to the Carmelite order. So the Blessed Mother was already preparing people. Okay. See, this Father takes conferences to talk about this. If you have not read this book, you should. This is an old classic. This is written by a saint, Saint Louis de Montfort. He has for each of the decades of each bead of the rosary, he has 50 meditations on each rose, he calls it. And on the 33rd rose, just to show this importance, Saint Dominic, someone was, one of these Albigensians, that's the heretics, was possessed by the devil. And this person was brought before Saint Dominic, and Saint Dominic took the rosary and put it over the person's neck. And immediate convulsions and everything by Satan. And then Saint Dominic starts asking them, this is a classic exorcist ritual. This is exactly how priests are supposed to do it. Ask them for their names, as our Lord did, if you remember, in the Gospels. He said, what is your name? And they said, we are Legion, because there were so many of us here. So St. Dominic is asking questions, and he says, who is it that you fear the most? Oh, Brother Dominic, please don't ask us questions like that. This is the devil talking, trying to get sympathy. It actually had some of the bystanders were kind of getting moved by this, believe it or not. He's telling the story right here. But eventually, St. Dominic just keeps persisting. And then he asks the Blessed Mother, help me. So the Blessed Mother comes. The people can't see her. And she touches the possessed person with this golden rod. And then the devils say, so this is... then listen well, you Christians. This is the devil. The Mother of Jesus Christ is all-powerful and she can save her servants from falling into hell. She is the sun which destroys the darkness of our wiles and subtlety. It is she who uncovers our hidden plots, breaks our snares, and makes our temptations useless and ineffectual. Only because of time, I won't read the rest. Is that not a reason, an important reason to say the rosary? Just to carry the rosary? Now, this might be an extra reason to grab your calendar today, because this year we have it added, thanks to the priests who take care of the calendar. The 15 promises of Mary to Christians who recite the rosary, we cannot read them to you. But the soul which recommends itself to me by recitation of the rosary shall not perish. I will deliver from purgatory those who are devoted to the rosary. Whoever has devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Devotion to my rosary is a great sign of predestination. So everyone who's got that kernel of going to heaven, carry the rosary, pray the rosary. It's a sign you're going to get there. Blessed Mother just said, that's one of the promises. I just read a few of them right there. Looking for things to have to cut out here. Okay. I think that's good enough for the importance of the rosary. The Battle of Lepanto, St. Pius V said, because of the rosary. You understand that? Why? We understand why. We can surmise why the Blessed Mother has the origins. We can't tell history how she has singled this out from the 13th century on, and increasingly, and then 1917, saying, "I am the Lady of the Rosary." We can surmise why. Because of what things eventually happened and what things are happening. The Blessed Mother, in some other places, spoke about the greatest prayer is the Mass, and after that, the Rosary. And there's a direct link between the liturgy and the Rosary, which the history of its origin would reveal to us. You can only take my word for that right now. And so in the time when the Mass has been taken away from most Catholics, we are the small minority that have the traditional Latin Mass. It is denied to most Catholics. And the vast majority of Catholics do not even go to church. Some countries it's like 99%. This sounds ridiculous. Catholic countries where 99% of Catholics don't even go to church. Well, why should they? Their inheritance has been taken from them. So, in view of the catastrophe that we're living through, the Blessed Mother gave us the rosary for all those who could not get to the Mass. And how many of those people, many of them, of course, are being misled by the devil. I'm talking about all these people, Catholics that don't go to church anymore. But we don't know how many of them, and we come across them often, who say, I don't go to church or anything, but I still say my rosary. We know people who are not Catholic who say the rosary. And we can't go through the details of how this happens, but just believe me, the rosary links us right to the Mass. It is the preserver of the faith, of devotion. The prayers that are in the rosary the Apostles' Creed, you know, that comes from the Apostles. That's why it's called the Apostles' Creed. And when did they get it? On Pentecost Sunday. When the Holy Ghost descended upon them, each of them spoke one of the truths of the faith, and then that became the Apostolic Creed. Then we have the Lord's Prayer, which we heard, whoever was there for the Q&A, about these petitions descending from heaven, anchored on give us this day our daily bread. Where do we get that? From the Mass. And then we have the Hail Mary, the angelic prayer. How happy is that moment that the Mother of God became the Mother of God. And every time we say the Hail Mary, we're reminding her of that. Okay. Now, what it is. It is a contemplative prayer. It is a perfect prayer because it is a vocal prayer and it is a contemplative prayer. That's why we read St. Teresa's quote at the beginning about mental prayer. That's what mental prayer is leading to, contemplation. So that the rosary prayed, and that's why it is a difficult prayer. Contemplative prayer is difficult. But everyone, even children, can participate because it's a vocal prayer too. We have to leave it at that as a contemplative prayer, just to say. So you have just the goal. You can just say. Father Mateo used to say, the essence of love is desire. So as long as, just to know this contemplative prayer, Holy Mother, help me. Help me to pray this well. Save me, ultimately. And the way that we've been taught to say the rosary, particularly the way Father always tells everybody, yes, we have to know the mechanics of it and all that. You know, like I'm going to skip that. I presume everyone knows that. And being a mental prayer, a contemplative prayer, reminding ourselves what that is, it is something that we must fill our minds with something, some truth about God, and those are the 15 mysteries of the rosary. And there are 15, not 20. And those thoughts from the beginning of redemption until its culmination in heaven with the coronation of Our Lady Queen are meant to fill our minds with these thoughts. And any way we can fill our minds, that's the way to do it. If we want to have a picture, we want to read the scripture that relates to it, whatever we want to do to make that happen, we fill our mind. And mental prayer is not meditation, if you remember those discussions and talks about that. It is not just thinking about something. Mental prayer, contemplation, is going right to the essence of what prayer is, the lifting of our mind and heart to God. So if we're just thinking about the mystery, we see St. Gabriel talking to the Blessed Mother, and then, okay, now second mystery. That's not enough. So if we come to the end of the mystery and we're feeling the last bead, by the way, you can see how the vocal prayer helps the contemplative prayer, because we're moving along, and then we're coming to the end. I have to start thinking what the next mystery is. I also have to remember, what have I just done with this decade I've finished? Well, at that moment, you lift up the heart. You lift it up to that consideration you've made, and maybe with a lot of distraction. Well, you come to the end, and it brings you back. It's like a jolt. It's like your guardian angel hitting you and saying, hey, remember what you're doing. And you come back, and you say, okay, I was thinking of St. Gabriel and the Annunciation. And God, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for letting the Blessed Mother say yes. Because if she said no, I'd be lost. There'd be no rosary. There'd be no mass. There'd be no churches. There'd be nothing except she said yes. Now you've had mental prayer. Now, when God then starts lifting and he takes over, then we have contemplation. And so, whatever it takes to get that moment, that's the essence of the rosary. So, during this month, start the practice, if you're not doing it already, of saying the rosary every day and making it a mental prayer. Because as St. Teresa told us, mental prayer is essential for perseverance in virtue and in love of God. And so we continue with this Mass of mercy, receive Holy Communion. We thank God for mercy and the greatest gift of mercy, the Blessed Virgin Mary. May God bless you.